Located on the southeast side of Ann Arbor, Forest Brook Pool was built in 1960 to anchor the neighborhoods around it, with the original developer, Bert Smokler, turning it over to a volunteer board. For 65 years, that pool has not only been the heart of that neighborhood, and I'm going to cry, because I grew up there, but now, as a nonprofit, a draw for many community members. I found this article in the Ann Arbor District Library archives, and this was August of 1961. Smokler sells $3.6 million worth of new homes in about 14 months. At that point in August of 61, I wasn't even born yet. I was born in October of 61. They had about 20 more homes to go in what was then known as Forest Brook Estate Subdivision. And that neighborhood, those beginnings, if I could even describe to you, and I know a lot of people feel this way about their childhood homes, but it was so very special. And I think because of the pool. And the article says much of the success of Forest Brook can be attributed to the fact that it boasts a $50,000 swimming and recreation area, which was built and donated to homeowners by Smokler. Smokler has been maintaining the pool and recreation area, but will turn those facilities over to Forest Brook homeowners, who are being advised they should form a 6-member steering committee to learn about pool operations. And boy, have they learned since then. We welcome in our studio here on the Lucy Ann Lantz Show on Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY, Britton Woodman, Vice President of the Board of the Forest Brook Athletic Club. Great to see you here.
Likewise. Thank you.
Wonderful local author who knows a lot about the history of our community. And Gloria Jones, Swimathon Coordinator and Building Committee Member. How long have you lived in the neighborhood now?
I am up, I think, on 10 years now.
10 years now.
Yes, and a surprise to me, too, when I went to the house and people immediately told me about the pool and the neighborhood and how special it was. And the history has supported that.
And how long have you been there, Britton?
We've been members of Forest Brook for 7-8 years, I think. We actually don't live in the neighborhood.
So you're a good example of how it went nonprofit, right?
Yeah.
And anyone could join.
Yep.
And when did that happen, approximately?
I think about 15, 20 years ago.
Oh, that long now?
I think so.
And so how many members all total are there?
We have about 80 to 100 families that join us in membership every year.
Really? Wow. This year is pivotal. This year, you did something that I never imagined could be done. Tell us about that, Britton.
Me either. So... We've rebuilt the pool, not with my bare hands or anything, but we had a service do it. We received a very generous grant from the state of Michigan to kind of fix it up and modernize it and make it a better neighbor to the environment.
Yes.
And so we got the
thank
grant
you,
from
Felicia
the state.
And Travis.
Yes, thank you, Felicia. Thank you, Travis.
Travis Rendita from the Ann Arbor City Council.
That's right.
And Felicia Braybeck from
yes,
the state.
Rep. Thank you.
And they
nice
help.
Nice neighborhood advocates.
Yes.
We really appreciate that.
Well, they understand the value of what this pool has brought to the families there, to families everywhere.
It's so rare, these third places, right? These third spaces where people can gather and not have to constantly be buying something or, you know what I mean?
Well, it brings community together, doesn't
it?
It
does.
It's a focal point. It's a way that you can get to know your neighbors. And so much can happen beyond that just because of this place.
Yes. If I could, I would love to speak to the people that start becoming pool members, then end up being on the swim team, then end up being lifeguards, then end up being swim coaches. We really have this legacy of... people that have come up with this pool, and it does help create a great sense of community for those not only within the neighborhood, but like Britton's example, we have about 20% of our membership from outside of the neighborhood, and we would love to have more. Please come and get that community vibe and feel at Forest Brook. We'd love to have you.
Oh, and let me tell you, you too will be crying 20, 30, 40 years from now when you remember that experience, because it really was a formative time in my life, my brother's lives, and it's wonderful to be able to support these endeavors, to see it continue for other generations.
For real.
So this grant you got from the state, how much was it? And how much do you need to continue doing what you're hoping to do with this renovation?
So the initial grant was for about $1.2 million, which sounded like a lot of money a few years ago. But the way costs have risen for certain things, it didn't quite cover the entire rebuild. So
yeah,
we need about
$250 more.
That's right.
And
thank
we
you.
Have already fundraised $175,000 of that.
You're so close.
We're so close.
Wow.
So that's, thank you for having us and letting us talk about it. These things, that little, you were talking about a steering committee of six. It has been basically a teeny little group of volunteers keeping this pool going that entire time on shoestring budgets.
And it may change over the years, different neighbors
yes.
join in, but it is always that core group that wants to foster this pool and
that's
they
right.
understand how important it is. You got to have people who want to get involved.
And want to give it, especially like in my case, and I think Britton would agree, we've given this gift to our children. We want other families to have this
right.
for their children. Right. And the only way that can happen is through this kind of grassroots grabbing any money we can to fund this. So, yes, we are already at 175K. We have 75K remaining that we're trying to raise. The pool contractor has said, hey, we'll give you guys a few more months to pay us. So we would like to extend
really?
Our fundraiser so that we do not have to pull this out as a loan. These kind of things are a lot of the reasons other pools, neighborhood pools, have not been able to make it, right? We have been... we've got a wonderful neighbor, Ron, who has been working.
Ron Kahn.
Yeah. You know it.
He's a tireless worker for Forestburg Pool.
And we wouldn't have it without him, sincerely. Yeah. And that's why a lot of other
Taking
places
care of maintenance
don't.
And
yes.
anything.
Yeah. Yeah, you're lucky if you got a maintenance guy who's passionate and can help mm-hmm. you with the pool.
Right.
So, yeah, anyway. So
this renovation you've done with the pool, you actually describe to me how you improved it. What were some of the things that happened because of the initial grant?
Well, speaking of Ron, there's all new equipment in the pump room and the filters and everything. And he's been there for all of that, learning how to operate it and maintain it as much as he can before we have to call some professional, more professional. Ron's very professional. Anyway,
yeah, I know what you mean.
The actual pool. Let's talk about the pool.
Yes.
We made it a few yards longer, so it's actually competition length now, a full 25 yards. Before, if you tried
Wait, I had
to swim.
A hard time swimming the whole thing when I was little.
Same.
You made it longer.
Yeah. You made it longer.
The kids are upset about that, but they like the bigger depth, but they don't.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's deeper, too. It's down to 12 feet now. It was
Correct.
10 before?
Correct.
10.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
New
yeah.
diving well.
A new 1 meter diving board that is... I think will be usable year round instead of just for dive practices.
Mm-hmm.
We're still working out the times and hours during the day we're going to have open diving.
But oh, great.
It's
and
fantastic.
Then I noticed too, the concrete around there, it seems bigger. Is that?
Yes, it's
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
Expanded pool deck and there's mm-hmm. going to be increased accessibility. We now have, a lift to allow.
Really?
Yes.
That's
yeah.
marvelous.
It is.
Oh.
And then a little stairwell, which as you remember, people in Forest Brook and the other members, they learned to swim quick because we did not have a true shallow end, right? Your one-year-old's in there just playing on the steps.
Yeah.
So now we have a little teeny stairway off the side of the pool.
Oh, yeah.
But
nice.
Still, I think,
like
4 feet to 12
one.
Feet.
So you've made it as accessible as possible. That's
yes.
very nice, too, to hear that. Mm-hmm. The clubhouse remains the same. I know that's part of your goal here is
yes.
to revamp that
Be
eventually.
The next step.
Okay. And that'll be another fundraising campaign? Or
it probably will have to be. We will see. We will see how that goes.
Forestburg Pool is located right at the corner of Yost Boulevard and Eli in the Forestburg neighborhood, Southeast Ann Arbor. And again, going nonprofit a couple of decades ago. So is that unusual when you look at some of the other neighborhood pools that you compete against, that the flying fish swimming against?
Sometimes we'll swim against, what are they called?
Orchard Hills, are they still?
Orchard Hills, OHAC is one. Barton Hills, we swim against some seasons.
Oh, wow.
It depends. We kind of go up and down in the WISC classes.
Right. And so opening it up, the idea there, I imagine, was you get more comers, you have more afloat, so
right.
to speak,
totally.
In the way of funding, et cetera. What's a general membership? How does that run?
Yeah.
I know you've got several different levels, right?
Yeah, we do have several different levels for our membership. If you are a new family, you would come in at $575.
Mm-hmm.
And check around the price points. This is a great cost for a pool membership, and it includes so much. Like I'm hearing you, Lucianne, speak to it. The community is the thing, and if you come, we want you to be a part of that. It includes potlucks. We have adult swim nights. We have this AquaFit class for like $10 on Sunday, but just so many opportunities to get involved and have a place to summering in summer, which is so nice.
And it's so important for kids to learn how to swim.
Yes.
You have to learn how to swim.
We offer lessons as well. Right. Yes, that's available too. Yeah. And that's available for non-members too. So if that price point seems a little high, we do offer scholarship. And if you are not ready to full jump in, absolutely, you can still take your kids to a swim class or AquaFit class, or come on Wednesday nights. We have food trucks. Mm-hmm. And the first weekend, we are in the middle of getting our permits all wrapped up. And so our prayer is for this weekend, but we know that might be a miracle, but that's happened before.
So traditionally, we have opening, the Memorial Day weekend is the opening weekend for pools everywhere.
Yeah.
And Forestburg Pool as well. But this year, we're waiting with bated breath because you're hoping to learn by Friday if the state permit comes through because of the construction that's been underway.
Correct. But no matter what, we will still do our tradition of the bike parade, and you are welcome to join us on that. That's 11 o'clock on Saturday. We will have a bike parade. We will have tours of the pool from noon to 2. There will be donuts, free coffee. There will be a fire truck. It's wonderful.
That's all Saturday, this coming weekend.
That's happening no matter. Okay. Yes. So, and then please check our website, forestbrookpool.com, or our Facebook page to keep abreast when we will open. And whenever that is, we're going to have a Saturday and Sunday of total free swim. So please bring your friends and family.
Oh, free swim. I love that. Okay. So it's a good way to test it out, see if the kids like it, and get to know people in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. Forestburg is one word with an E on the end. We're fancy in Forestburg. And it's sandwiched in between Washtenaw and Packard. Beautiful neighborhood in there. Housing costs of all points. And I happen to know one that's going to be coming up shortly. Some friends of mine who are going to be listing their home within the next few weeks here. So there'll be a home available as well. You can check out there. We're talking with Gloria Jones. She's the swimathon coordinator and building committee member for the rebuild of the Forestburg Pool. Britton Woodman, who is vice president of the board of Forestburg Athletic Club. And this is the heart of that neighborhood. It's a community that is very special to this town, and I think the greater area, for what it has built up. And I just think about some of the people that have gone on and become great swimmers, divers, maybe even Olympians. I'd have to check on that. But just when you have that experience and be able to do what you can do at a pool like that, and learn, you know, that skill, you can go anywhere. It really can. It's phenomenal to see what has developed. Now, I was never one of those people. I could do an inward dive. That was about it.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. Step ahead of me.
Not everyone can do that.
Yeah. Prayed every time I didn't hit my head on that board. But I'm so glad to see. And I know my brothers, they've driven by and they've been taking photos and sending them to me and saying, oh, look what they did and look how they've come along. And it just means so much. So I'm calling all of my friends from the 1960s and 70s to help support this cause and get them over the hump. Another, how much to go? 75,000 on that. And boy, your contractor is very generous to allow you to.
We appreciate that. And we've been working with them for a long time, and they know this is the oldest pool in Ann Arbor that they're changing, and they understand how monumental this is to the community. It's a big deal to have it.
There are a few neighborhoods that have pools in our town, but this was the very first one?
That's my understanding.
Very first one.
I mean, OHEC and Forestburg had the same contractor, I believe.
That's true.
Oh, back in the day.
Yes.
Huh.
The small pool at OHEC, I think, was the same design.
It looks
like a twin.
Like it. Yep.
And there's nothing like the bike parade opening weekend, Memorial Day weekend. What time is that going to be?
11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
And it's such wholesome goodness. And then also, we are signing up right then for also membership, swim team. And the swim team is so inexpensive too. I just would like to offer that to non-members too. That price is like starting at $185. It's like 5 one-hour swim things
a day.
A week. From June all the way until July. For, it's basically $100
and
a month.
Many of your coaches, I have seen, they've got college level experience.
That's right. Right, of course. And they're usually have been our swim team members.
Yeah.
So, and they're playing water polo in high school. Exactly. And they're moving up, moving on up because they love it.
And again, that's an example of what this can do for someone to.
We really want to emphasize that it's just it is fun too. If you just have to swim the length of the pool. So we're not looking for. You end up becoming a competitive swimmer because it brings you joy, and you just follow it all the way with your friends up as you age. But we are really just looking to expose you to competitive swim. We're going to have fun Fridays. You get to use the dive board and play games, and we bring you breakfast. And
That's great. Well, this is Forestburg's 66th season on Ann Arbor's East Side. They were celebrating summer 2026 in a brand new 25-yard pool. Construction started right after Labor Day last year, and they're now on the home stretch here. And you can go online to forestbrookpool.com and help them reach that goal. There is a donate button right on the lower part of the page in the middle there. It says donate here, forestbrookpool.com, and that's with an E, Forestbrook, spelled with an E, pool.com. What's next for Forestbrook after you do this? Take a breath and then.
Yeah, that's right. We will definitely start thinking about the pool house next.
And and what we would like that to look like.
Mm-hmm.
Might be some changes, maybe not. We'll see what we can afford, really.
Yeah. Right.
And the fact that you were able to get that more than $1 million state grant, was that coming out of COVID funds originally, or do you know how that was constructed?
I'm sorry, I do not know all the details.
I think it was related to a recreation initiative.
Oh, through the state. Okay.
Yes. Because it's the same one that Lillian Park splash pad is also received.
Right.
There's a pool in Lansing being built. So this is really, the state understands the value of some of these spaces and is trying to support it.
And community gathering spaces and keeping kids active on something positive.
That's right. Off screens, too.
Right.
It's wonderful.
Thank you. So important. ForestbrookPool.com, Forestbrook with an E, if you can help out. You can check out swim lessons, their calendar. There's a link to their Facebook page right on that forestbrookpool.com website and help them reach their goal to make that the rest of the month. You guys took a leap of faith here to start this project before you didn't have all the funds for it. But I think it's...
we thought we did. We should be...
You did in the beginning.
And
then you had the increased cost.
I mean, you said it. $50,000 was the original pool price. No one would have thought 1.2 wouldn't have covered it. But times are changing.
Yeah.
And it's good because it's more environmentally friendly. It's a good thing.
Well, thank you for keeping my former neighborhood so beautiful. And I just think about all those little kids enjoying what we used to enjoy. Oh, here I go again. Many decades ago.
Keep that legacy going.
That's right. It is a great, great legacy. Forestbrook Neighborhood and Forestbrook Pool. Again, forestbrookpool.com for more information. Opening weekend, keeping our fingers crossed. They need a permit from the state because of the construction that they had. But regardless, as Gloria said, you're going to have all the fun things going on this weekend, from the bike parade to
11 to 2
donuts.
On Saturday. Yes, you can still join us there. And then
we'll be grilling on Monday as well.
Oh, great. On Memorial Day. Yeah. Okay. And those great barbecues are delicious over at Forestbrook. Trust me, I know. Britton Woodman and Gloria Jones. So nice getting to know both of you. And the legacy continues in Forestbrook.
Thanks for your continued support.
Yeah,
yes,
absolutely. Keep in touch with us. Let us know when you make that milestone.
We will do.
All right.
Thank you.
We wish you well. You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station. Oh, and I have a donation myself here from my family and me.
Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
And especially in memory of my mom and dad, Honey and Frank. They love that pool too, and they love having their kids go there and saw the value of it. So thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Ann Arbor's Talk Station, 1290 WLBY.